Sorry, I mean, I know people must like to have their individual freedom and not be told to do something, but I think we're in such a serious situation now that under certain circumstances, mandates should be done.
Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours.
Wednesday, August 11th, 2021. Thank you for joining me today back at the home location. It's not a green screen. Look, I can touch it. Thank you for joining me today. Two main topics today, really. As always, I added things and it gets a little longer than I had originally planned, but it's going to be a smaller, shorter show in general. And I can say that and stand by it today because we only have two real topics that I want to talk about. And this is the discussion of a German law that's not new that is discussing the legalization or the allowance of self-spreading vaccines. You know, that thing that's totally fake news conspiracy theory. And we've proven that it's real and they've been talking about it forever and that they've been researching this. And even Johns Hopkins puts out this discussion about how that is our future. And this is a discussion we've done a few shows on. Just not necessarily saying that is what's happening, but saying this is very real and that they have discussed it. And in fact, it's something that possibly is being used. Even one of the Pfizer studies listed it as self-spreading. Now, regardless of the facts, of course, it's fake news. Today, we're going to show you a German law that lists that as being allowed a while ago. Now, we're also going to talk about some interesting discussions around the vaccine. And as always, we're always going to talk about the ongoing illusion. We started out with that clip I'll play again from Fauci telling you that the mandates are coming and that, you know, I know you like your little freedoms out there, you know, your pesky little, you know, it's just so patronizing, like as if this freedom is some tangent passing thing, right? I know you guys like your precious little freedom, but this is important. It shall not be infringed, right? Shall not, or, you know, inalienable, shall not be infringed. These are not things that they just cast aside because we're fearful, or they are. It shouldn't be happening and we shouldn't allow that to happen. But that's where they're setting the tone today, that it's just kind of a passing fad that needs to be moved to the side when we're in danger. But we're going to have a really important conversation today about the ongoing discussion, really, of the pandemic of the injected and all the evidence we're seeing and continually still to this point, not the evidence on the other side. Now, I've pointed out where that's coming from. The Associated Press kind of, you know, what's the right word for it? Taking 35 states and pretending that that gives you a real picture of anything is just dishonest. But this is a limited perspective of not all the states, not all of them even doing the same kind of reporting, not all of them even doing the same level of reporting, and yet taking that data and saying, oh, it's all the vaccinated. All the breakthrough cases, right? The breakthrough cases is what we're talking about. Not all the states are even reporting on this, and they each do their own way, sort of like they did with the beginning of this, and this is how things get mixed up. The bottom line is that they're lying to you. We can see the data in Iceland, in Gibraltar, in Malta, in Israel, and a lot of other places. Now, the reason we don't see it everywhere is because, weird, a lot of these places are choosing not to show you vaxxed versus unvaxxed in all the different contrasts. The same reason they refuse to do that back with the MMR discussion. There's a reason they don't do that, because it shows you what they don't want you to see. Now, this, and that's also why Israel removed that on their website, because it was showing what they didn't want you to see. But we're going to show you mainstream media in regard to Iceland discussing this, that there is obviously an issue, and they keep going, but here's why that means it's working. The opposite picture. And we'll go over this, as well as Germany, or excuse me, as Tennessee, where I was just at a school board meeting recently and unfortunately didn't get a chance to speak, but we'll go over what's happening in regard to the mask mandate in Williamson County, but also in regard to a executive order that was quietly put down in regard to involuntary commitment, as well as a lot of other alarming things in Tennessee. A place where I wouldn't expect that to happen, at least not because I trust the government, but because it doesn't seem to be the way this is going in this location. Now, we're going to go through all that today, so please stay tuned, but we're going to start off with a couple of quick points. As usual, as I like to do, I want to just make a couple of quick things clear here. This is interesting. This is really just a shout out to all of you and the work we're doing here, because this is not just me, all of you, as you know, the people who are part of this community know, pretty much every single one of you every now and again get something on this show where you've sent something to me and it's a, hey, great find. That's really important. And you know, we talk about it. I try to shout it out as often as possible. That's because we are a community. It's not just me telling people what to think. We are all researching and collectively finding things that are relevant. Now, this is a shout out to all of that, because this topic is something that was shared from in our Discord community a long time ago, but it's now circling back up again, which is great. But it's interesting how, you know, this is like the title is MIT and Harvard studies suggest that this can permanently alter. Right. We talked about this back when this actually was put out. And what's important, though, is that you all are doing your research and continuing to be that far ahead of even people out there in, you know, people out there doing the same thing. Let's put it that way. This is an important article for on the podcast. SARS-CoV-2 RNA reverse transcribed and integrated into the human genome. Trust the science, though, right? You know, it's just funny how this just gets dismissed. But this is something, there's a lot more evidence around this topic, but I just wanted to say, point this out. These are things that keep coming back up that you all have been talking about from the beginning. Good on you. One more thing also that we're right about continually, and this isn't just because Trial Site News says this, because this is just their analysis, but the data backs up this point. Their title says Delta variant far less deadly than previous variants, according to their analysis. Now, they did basically a 7-week average and did it based on the different peaks and did their own analysis of it. You take it, look at it, come to your own conclusions. But the reality is, all of the data shows you that the best they can say is it could be more dangerous. And that's why they keep saying that even today. What does that show you? That it's not, because the data doesn't show that. Anything could be something, but and even realize how dishonest that shows you they are when they refuse to be like, well, clearly the data shows that it's not, because the deaths are bottoming out. Now, they keep wanting to pretend that means it's because the vaccine is working and it shows you that the people who are getting it or vaccinated are having less issues. But how about that shows you that the Delta variant itself is just generally not that dangerous, and the only people that are getting the problems are the people with the injection? Then realize that if it's not that dangerous and they're still ending up in the hospital, it shows you exactly our point, that the vaccine is creating antibody-dependent enhancement or just simply increasing their risk, as we keep telling you, because maybe they had a natural infection. Remember, 2.4 times the 2.4 times potentially more of a deadly response, put it that way. This is what you can, if you've had the natural infection and you come into contact with the wild virus, as they put it, you can, and then you have the injection and then you come in contact with the wild virus, well, you can have up to 2.4 times a worse situation. I mean, this is all peer-reviewed science, guys. So the point is that the Delta is obviously not as dangerous, and what they're trying to make that into is that the vaccine's working, which is just, it's crazy to point at all the problems of vaccinated people and be like, see, it's working. It's just people will buy anything today. But this is one more point that we're continuing to be right about. Not we as in me and T-Lab, but all of us here. I'm telling you, you all in the chat are just as much a part of this show as me. And I mean, there are communities out there like that, like James Corbett, for instance, but there's not many. I take a lot of pride in that. Now, this is the quote that the clip that I play in the beginning, and it's just irritating to watch somebody so blithely talk about your inalienable rights as if it's something that it's like a child in their toy. I know you like your freedoms. It's just really unnerving, isn't it? And it shows you how little they think of you and what they know they're not allowed to step on, but they're doing so anyway. Now, I just want to play the beginning part is basically they're talking about another mandate and whether that's okay or whether it should be okay. Obviously, this is not okay, whether we're talking international law, domestic law, whether or not it's experimental or unapproved, only emergency authorized or unapproved, which it is. Either way you look at it, this is wrong, illegal. But he's telling you that this is coming, just like we always said it was. Remember when this was fake news? Remember when we told you this was going to happen and we were censored for saying that? Well, here we are, over and over and over and over, that keeps happening.
I'm sorry. I mean, I know people must like to have their individual freedom and not be told to do something. But I think we're in such a serious situation now that under certain circumstances, mandates should be done.
Right. So he's telling you that these should be done. Now, what's interesting is it's not just, he's talking about like local businesses, but they're trying to differentiate between all the mandates and then like a federal level. But how about just a state level? Is that not your government? Here's Gavin Newsom telling all teachers they must be vaccinated. Right. This is a government mandate. This is forced vaccination. Now, you could argue, I mean, at the very least, we can call it mandatory vaccination, right? Because people, oh, it's not forced. You have a choice. Well, you don't really have a choice when you remove all choices except being destitute in the corner without any access to society. And that's like, well, yeah, that was your choice to not have a life and not be able to feed yourself. That's a ridiculous reality. They're creating the situation where the illusion of a choice is basically take this shot or nothing ever works for you ever again. And your life is, and you're disparaged and attacked and belittled. That is not a real choice. Shocking. Exactly like we told you this would happen. Societal financial exclusion. That's what we're watching happen. Exactly like we told you from the beginning, exactly like we were censored for every step of the way. Gavin Newsom announces all California teachers must be vaccinated or tested weekly, which remember, this is not something to be taken lightly. This is not, it's not as all encompassing and catastrophic as a lot of people tried to make it out to be. Just as much in the independent media as we see in the mainstream, guys, there's a lot of people out there who just want clicks and shares, just like the mainstream media. It's all just about you and your discernment. But the point is, this testing topic was something to be concerned about. I showed you in this topic, I even spoke to the people at the company, there is a residue that is left. And they say this in their paperwork. I showed you on the show. Now, one test, yeah, you know, it probably was, it's probably not that problematic. But the reality is that that substance does build up in your body. So their documentation shows you. The point is, if you're doing this every day, every week, forever, over and over and over, that does create a problem that is damaging to your health. I mean, this is even it's stated, but no one cares, right? But either way, the point is that you're increasing risk to people that don't have it. You're forcing people that don't need this, who don't have a risk, to take something that gives them a risk. Now, remember, according to even the Oxford calculator in regard to risk for COVID-19, these people are at non-statistically significant risk, but basically 0% according to what they're showing you in the stats. Now, we're going to actually show you that in a minute when we get to Tennessee. I have that up here, I believe, right here again. I want to go through that again to make a point in the mask mandate point, but we'll show you this in the reality. When you get down to the age 19, it's literally one in a million. Literally, their stat is one in a million. That's the chance of dying. Go up to 50, it's 0.008, if I remember correctly. That's no comorbidities. But here we are forcing this on people that don't need it. Here's Governor Inslee, Washington. Vaccination requirement for most state employees, private health care. These are government mandates. Remember when this was a fake news crazy story that would never happen? It's amazing how this stuff just casually rolls into exactly what they were moments ago laughing about. Well, here's what's happening to people. Now, whether you want to pretend like it's not everywhere, it's super rare, right? It's limited only in certain locations, only with certain comorbidities, whatever you want to name this, it's happening. And people are being hurt by this. And we're pretending like that doesn't matter. I don't care if it is 0.00001% risk. It matters and it needs to be discussed. You don't just get to kick this off to the side and be like, well, we don't know for sure. We do know for sure because it's already been proven that this is happening. The degree to which it's happening is what we're still arguing about. Just take a look at this. This video is upsetting to me. Not only because this mom is on the side of the road having a seizure. Thank God she was able to pull over, right? Because who knows how many people are dying. Remember, we talked about the vaccidents. We've seen an increase in traffic accidents despite having a dramatic decrease in people in the roads. I told you that would happen. You guys remember? Somebody grab that clip and bring it together. I called this months ago because it's pretty obvious that there are people driving and passing out and getting in car accidents. We've already seen examples of that. But the point here is that this is happening in just as they're driving home. And the scary part of it is look at this child's face. Look at what he is dealing with. This kid is traumatized. It's upsetting to me that this is what people have to go through and then they get told they're crazy.
What can we help people?
Kind of an area they have on the highway. Okay, what kind of car are you in?
We're in a Ford Expedition. I think it's a thingy with zero in the car. 2004 Ford Expedition.
SDNY.
Black with a beige, like a beige bottom.
I can't.
What?
Has anything like this ever happened to your mother before?
No.
They got the vaccine.
I don't, not that I know of.
I can't.
that's just, I don't know why that's hard. That's a tough one, guys. That's just bothers. It's so hard to watch people going through such severe things that we are certain are happening. Absolutely certain. And the last thing they're going to say is that this was the injection. And regardless, despite what we're seeing happen, makes me very sad. Track star Cameron Burrell, Carl Lewis Godson, tragically dead at 26. Former New Zealand Olympic cyclist Olivia Podmore dies at 24. Guess what? No cause of death revealed for both cases. Gee, that's interesting. Right? I'm not saying I know for sure. I would never say that, especially in cases like this. But remember we told you about, when's the last time during the Olympics you saw this many people just randomly die? You know, Olympic athletes, an Olympic archer, an Olympic runner, and a swimmer. Guys, this is obscene. What about the tennis player that collapsed while they were playing? Right? When's the last time we saw all this happen? You can't just keep pretending like we don't know for sure. Correlation is not causation, but when's the last time we saw this many things? When's the last time you ever saw an Olympic athlete, a star athlete drop in the middle of a game, in the middle of a soccer match, in the middle? I mean, this is just undeniable. There's the only thing being added in that's caught is the experimental injection. Now, you could pretend that COVID-19 is somehow making this happen. And you know what? That would be a fair argument if you were unaware of all the facts and the data that show that that is not even close to what's capable or happening or even there. But regardless, that's not what anybody's saying. All they're pretending is, well, we don't know. And then intentionally not citing what the actual cause was. The mainstream media is choosing to keep information from you, whether that's because they want you'll use the information to spread anti-vax information, whatever it is. They're keeping facts from you because they know what you're going to think. That's dishonest. It's not journalism. It's propaganda. But don't worry, though. The CDC is saying that all pregnant people should be vaccinated against coronavirus. That's despite them doing what? Rushed side trials for vaccinated for pregnant women in the process of a couple of months. After they didn't do that during the original safety trials, and that's supposed to be enough, right? This is while we're seeing verifiable reductions in fertility, almost 10%, according to Pfizer's own study in female rats, right? I've shown you all of this documentation. That's Pfizer's study from their own documentation. It was a 9-point-something% decrease in fertility in female rats. Or how about the fact that we saw there was alterations in the fetuses, right? All this stuff was below the level they thought that they needed to rationalize being able to tell you. No joke, a drop less than 25% was not, they said that wasn't worthy of reporting. I've shown you all this, but of course people are just hearing this right now who don't believe us will say fake news because they've been told to do that. This is obscene. We're talking about pregnant women who are clearly having obvious side effects. We've seen miscarriages. We've seen all sorts of things. And they've tested this less than they've tested the rest of everything else, which is also not enough. According to even CNN in their own article, citing multiple months of safety trials to reach the emergency authorization. That's what CNN just reported. Yet we're saying the longest safety trials in the history of this country. We haven't even had enough time to reach the 23-month median, right? The median 23 months is the usual, the average. Have we even had 23 months to pretend we're looking? Of course not. Barely 2 years. Not even that. But yet somehow it's the longest safety trials in the history of the country. How do we not see we're being lied to? As Michael Krager points out, don't eat soft cheese or sushi when you're pregnant, but get an experimental vaccine. Good God. As Cheryl Atkinson points out, the CDC says its advisors have reviewed cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, autoimmune paralysis, heart and blood clot disorders after COVID-19 vaccines, and have concluded the benefits outweigh the risk. And the CDC is safe and effective. Benefits outweigh the risk. CDC says we'll continue to monitor. Cool. Paralysis, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, Guillain-Barré, autoimmune disorders, anaphylactic shock. Bell's palsy, but you know what? Oh, the benefits outweigh the risks, right, guys? I'm speechless. I mean, I really don't even know what to say to this kind of obscene. This shows you the at the very least the effect that they think their propaganda has. The reality that half this country is still resisting shows you that they don't have the effect that they think they do or that they want to. That's disgusting to me. Remember, 53 deaths unconfirmed from VAERS was enough to stop the swine flu injections. 53, unconfirmed. here we are with over 500,000 adverse events. I think it's over 5,000 deaths. 5,000. Sure, you can say unconfirmed too. So why was 53 enough to stop that one, but 5,000 is not enough here? Now I want you to listen to a couple of nurses. A couple of nurses who are going to tell you the opposite of what you're hearing. Now, this doesn't mean that just because they say it and it aligns with what I have shown you of other facts, that it's absolutely true. It's true because I've shown you the data that backs up what they're saying, and that there's no data they're showing you on the other side of it. They're just saying, trust us because we're authority. I mean, you even heard the White House tell you just the other day that, well, because we trust this expert, the experts say, and we trust them. That's why we know, because they tell us and we listen to them. Right? We don't do our due diligence is what she was saying. We don't do our own due diligence. We, as the White House, blindly trust what the CDC tells us. The CDC has been caught lying, caught and exposed for manipulating, and even by the HHS, even by the British Medical Journal, even by the WHO, they've called the CDC out for blending data, manipulating facts, lying. But today they're trusting them because that makes sense. Well, my point was these people are real people that are having their real experience, and it does back up what the facts say. So ask yourself why you don't hear about this when you're only being parroted from the mainstream media. These people exist. All they're going to say is, well, they're anti-vax. They're secret anti-vaxxers that have been giving people injections for their careers their whole lives. Totally lines up, right? Well, let's take a listen. I'm going to let you play the whole thing. It's only 5 minutes. There's two people going to speak, and I want you to really listen to what they're saying, because this seems to challenge everything we're hearing. And shocker, surprise, surprise, it's going to line up with everything that we have been showing you in the facts, the data, that the majority of people that are struggling are, in fact, vaccinated.
My name is Katie, and I've been an Oakland County resident for 35 years. I'm in my 11th year of nursing and have worked for Henry Ford since 2014. I'm an educator in a general practice unit where we do care for COVID patients, most of which are fully vaccinated. The threat from my employer also...
Most of which are fully vaccinated. Most of which are fully vaccinated. Now, for those that are thinking, oh, she's lying, I have the data. I'll show you the mainstream articles citing that the same next.
Started in March of 2020 when I, like many others, received an email stating that I was deployed inpatient to help during the pandemic and to care for COVID patients. If I did not accept, I would be suspended for 3 days, offered the same assignment, and if I refused, I would be fired. I was deployed for 3 months and received no COVID pay while caring for COVID patients. We did run out of PPE, received one surgical mask per week, and even had to wear trash bags as gowns at one point.
Now, just for a quick moment, think about how ridiculous it is that they're telling you that mask is the only thing saving everybody's lives, and it's the most safe and effective thing, and it benefits out all the nonsense, right? And yet they give the people who are supposed to be working constantly in day in and day out with people that are supposed to be spreading that, not one person constantly, but one after the other, one after the other. And you give them one for a week. Like, come on, guys. Like, there's so many obvious examples of how, like, you could argue, oh, they didn't have anything else. Well, that's not true. That's simply not true. We proved this in the beginning. There was PPE being sent out to other countries at this time. There are PPE that could have been coming from other places. Now, maybe you don't like those places, but that's irrelevant. The bottom line is that's ridiculous because of the way they told you the narrative they were pushing, that we're getting arrested for, it doesn't add up with the narrative, period.
In June of 2021, I received an email from Henry Ford threatening termination of employment, this time for non-compliance with their COVID vaccine mandate by September 10th. The hospital offered COVID listening sessions for staff to ask questions. I attended and I did ask questions respectfully. Shortly after, I was greeted by the chief nursing officer and administration stating they noticed I was at the sessions and that I seemed distressed. They said I needed to take a week off of work to think. I was told that as a leader, it is not my job to question policy. This was followed up with an email from the CNO stating I would be off work for the week and I needed to report to her upon my return.
It's not her job to question policy. You see how they're training obedient followers? They don't want people who think. They want people who follow direction, right? Do you want a nurse that considers things first or that just jams you in your arm with something before questioning it? That's how you end up giving people wrong medications. That's how you end up giving people the wrong treatments or the wrong surgery, right? In my hometown, that happened constantly at the Kaiser where I grew up. People would literally end up with the wrong surgeries because the paperwork mixed up. Why? Because people are followers. Instead of looking at the thing and going, wait a minute, this doesn't add up with what I'm looking at. You just look at it and this is what I'm doing. This is what you do. That's what they want. instead of thinking, well, hey, I'm going to show some discernment here, some critical thinking, and actually consider and go, wait a minute, this guy doesn't even have the right setup for what we're looking at, right? It's constant. That's why they're telling her, you're not supposed to question policy. Now, I realize that they pointed her out because she looked distressed, right? This is crazy. This is like McCarthyism level stuff where it's like, are you uncomfortable? Why are you sweating? You must be an anti-vaxxer. So we're going to put you on leave for a couple of days because you're distressed? This is quite alarming.
For the week, and I needed to report to her upon my return. When I did return, I was pulled aside for a meeting with the CNO, HR, and leadership in the middle of my 12-hour shift with a 6-patient assignment and a nursing student. I was warned that I could have been fired for my questions at the listening session. I was warned that as a leader, I must get on board with what the system is doing.
So she's not even allowed to ask questions, you see. Of course, if you want to stand up and say, how many great things can this vaccine do? Oh, great question. Let's talk about the great things this thing can do, right? But if you want to stand up and ask, like, what about the side effects? What about the research showing that mRNA or lipid nanoparticles or the spike protein can cause disease? You're dangerous. You're dangerous. You can't talk and you're going to get fired if you ask those questions. It couldn't be more simple. And that's why these people are afraid to talk. That's why you don't hear them everywhere, because most of them just realize their job is on the line, they've got children to feed, and they fall back into line. That's why you hear from other doctors that say, I'm afraid to speak out, and I won't because I'll lose my job, because they've already made that clear. The media, the government, they've made it clear. If you stand up and speak for this and you have the data to back it up even, you're going to get attacked. You're going to get disparaged. You're going to lose your practice. You're going to lose your license, even if you're right. Jensen, plenty of the rest of them have proven this as being right and now losing all those things.
That I could have been fired for my questions at the listening session. I was warned that as a leader, I must get on board with what the system is doing. I was told not to answer any further questions regarding the COVID vaccine. I was offered help finding another job. And
she's not allowed to answer questions because they know that she is going to say something that they don't want her to say. Is that sound like a democracy? Does that sound like a representative? Is that like a free country? Guys, that sounds like an authoritarian, totalitarian type of situation. This sounds like everything they pretend we've always been fighting around the world, right? It's exactly what they've always been. The government, not the country, not you. The government that's gone rogue, that doesn't care about you. I mean, right now, left and right, all sides are pushing this thing on you right now. All of you. So all those out there that thought that Trump or left or right or some part of the two-party illusion or some politician in this fake scenario was going to stand up for you, you were wrong. Not DeSantis, not Rand Paul, none of them. Because they're at some level still going along with the larger point. Whether that's the best way to put that. Whether one's fighting masks and the other's fighting lockdowns, whatever. At the end of the day, they're all generally accepting of the vaccine allowance. And, you know, I know we see them push back in certain ways, and I'm glad we see it. But as always, it comes fully around, and we end up seeing that there's some reason that it ends up continuing. You have to stand up for yourself. The government is not going to fight for you. That's always what we have to remember.
Told that if I disagree with this mandate, I should be respectful to leadership and administration and resign my position. Since then, I've been pulled aside almost every shift by management and asked, do you have questions about the mandate or your termination? How do you feel about me posting your position? It's constant harassment. All managers have been sent a list of employees on their unit who have not been vaccinated. These staff are now being pulled aside one by one and questioned. They are being pressured, coerced, and intimidated into receiving the vaccine. They are being told they won't be able to find other jobs in healthcare, and those in school are being told they must comply in order to receive future education. We have now been branded anti-vaxxers and have a scarlet letter on our chest. I ask you, what happened to HIPAA? Is medical segregation okay?
Right, and see, that's the best point. They try to dismiss that for the average person. And there is a valid point for why it doesn't necessarily apply, or it doesn't apply to the average person in a situation just going into a store, let's say, despite the fact that there is some points to be made there, and I won't get into that now. This is exactly what this is about. Your job, asking about your medical history, and yet here we are, where it's just that we just went right over that. Nobody cares, because fear, because paranoia, because danger, because conspiracy theory, right? Them. Right. The very people that are pushing all of this nonsense, the very people that are blindly going along with the biggest conspiracy theory in history, it seems. And this is incredible to me because this is her choice as an individual. as a person who has been administering vaccine. This is the same nonsense as realizing that people who are double jabbed, who don't want a third one, you're about to become an anti-vaxxer, guys. You're going to be an anti-vaxxer because you don't take the third shot. And what happens then? You'll be hopefully realize how arbitrary and it's how it's all about compliance. She doesn't have a choice. They took that away from her and they're violating the law, but nobody cares.
Now Henry Ford is offering a $10,000 sign-on bonus for nurses and $25 extra an hour for extra shifts. They are actively recruiting Canadian nurses and agency nurses to fill our positions. We went from hero to zero, essential to expendable. Please, I ask you to consider who will care for you when Henry Ford forces us to voluntarily resign our position for refusal of vaccine mandate.
And that's interesting, right? That's exactly my point before, right? I thought they were all heroes, right? So literally they're heroes up until they don't do what you want them to do. Exactly. It's always been an illusion. Trust women becomes, well, not every one of them, right? It's like, okay, wait a minute. It's always double standards, hypocrisy, always. And the sad part is the people in that two-party illusion, they see it too. They just don't care. Some of them, right? I mean, you must see that. You can't be screaming, my body, my choice, then suddenly literally go exactly against that, like entirely. And act like that makes sense because here's new facts and new situations we're adding to it. No, you know, it's either my body, my choice, or it's not, right? You're a hypocrite. Out there listening, shaking your head, you're a hypocrite because that doesn't make sense.
After working through this entire pandemic, risking our lives and staying healthy, they will even make receiving unemployment a challenge. Please help us support our freedom of choice. It is the best things you can give to all healthcare workers and to your community. Our body, our choice, and as we said when we came here, for liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Hey. Kristen Noble, followed by Beth Felix.
My name is Kristen. I am a resident of Oakland County. I've been a registered nurse for 10 years. All 10 years of my career, I have been employed with Henry Ford Health System. I was not going to speak tonight, number one, because I'm terrified of public speaking. Number two, because this is the most hectic time of the day for my family. But being here and letting my voice be heard is more important. The week I returned from maternity leave in June, I found out about the system mandating the COVID vaccines to employees, volunteers, contractors, and students. I'm appalled of such a decision to mandate these non-FDA approved vaccines or we face termination. Katie and I are co-workers and are pretty much the only ones on our floor who are publicly protesting and speaking out. We are being the voice for others who are too afraid, afraid of having a target on their back to be harassed, discriminated against, or coerced. Afraid if they do not comply, they will lose health insurance for their families, afraid they will not be able to pay their bills or put food on the tables. I myself was one of these individuals afraid to speak up. My husband and I had many conversations about whether I should take the vaccine or not, mainly for financial reasons. Ultimately, we decided I would leave my job standing up for my freedom of choice. There are so many coworkers, volunteers, students, and vendors within the system who feel the same way but are too afraid to speak up. This is against the law, so why are we even having this conversation? It's my body, so it should be my choice. I shouldn't have to choose my job or a vaccine. I am here asking you to help us instead of helping divide us. These are people's livelihoods and lives we are talking about. As nurses, we are taught that we are a patient's advocate and to always speak up for them. But here I am in this moment. I cannot advocate for myself, for my body, or for my choice with my employer. If these health systems are so worried about the safety of their patients by mandating all of us to be vaccinated, then why can a sick, immunocompromised patient on a general practice unit have no limit on visitors or restricted visiting hours? And visitors do not have to prove vaccination status. Why? Because that would be a violation of HIPAA for them to disclose their information. So I ask, who are we really protecting? If you disagree with me, that is the great part about living in America, the land of the free. You are given choices. Hopefully you will be so lucky that you do not have to choose between your job or being vaccinated. I ask that you will do your own research outside of the mainstream media. My life is more important. Being able to watch my kids grow up and be there for them is more important than a job. I am willing to give up all of that. I am not willing to give up all of that for the possibility of developing a debilitating side effect or the possibility of death. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Just a lot of emotion. I mean, it's just, you know, even if you want to say that she, you know, she's a crazy this or anti-vaxxer, you know, it's obvious that there are people that have passionate opinions about this and they have every right to feel that way. And this is the problem we're in today, is that they've decided for you. Remember in the beginning when this all kind of started, it was like, no, never, we'll never force this on anybody. Of course, that's where we are. But the idea is still that, you know, you have your choice and you can make up your own mind. And it's obviously never been the case. As I've said many times already, and I hopefully we can all see by now, no was never on the table. You never even had no as an option. That's been removed. They're just going to keep battering down. I mean, that's the whole idea. It's a no or not right now. That's the only things you've been given. That's not freedom, guys. This is the illusion of any kind of a choice. And this is actually, I was going to say earlier, but I decided to wear the Revolution shirt today, you know, a little nod to the yellow vest, that other worldwide protest movement that got completely ignored by the media, right? This is where we are today. Okay, we are at a point now where we literally need to be standing up. And I've never called for violence. That's not the last thing I think is going to achieve anything. I know people disagree with that, but the point is, we're at a point. This is a literal war of information, and we're at a point where we are in a revolution. We are standing up and pushing back against something that is trying to change our lives irrevocably. What else would you call that? It's just, this is the time to stand next to people just like that, that are willing to stand for you to their own detriment. Now, the reality is, guys, it's not hard to see this all over the place. Now, your media, your government are screaming at you that we're crazy and dangerous and lying about this reality, that this hospital director, not just a doctor, but the director of this hospital is saying over 90% of our patients are vaccinated in Israel. Not all of Israel, but in this hospital and his hospitals, right? Read it for yourself. Of course, somebody commented and then, oh, they never said that. You're a liar. Here's the link. And they never responded. Of course. Because, you know, it's not about actually responding. It's about trying to get people to not see what they don't want you to see. Well, here's another example. Here's another doctor. Israel's new COVID wave. Most are fully vaccinated. This is not breakthrough cases. It's vaccine failure cases. Now, of course, these are just cases, right? Now, as always, just like I would point out in the situation of, you know, in reverse, right? Showing you what the media mainstream will never do. Right, I would show you this. Like, I could sit here and go, look at that. See, oh, it's exploding over there, trying to make it seem like, you know, to make the point even more clear. Well, the reality is, just like everywhere else, the deaths are not. That's important. Now, they'll try to make that out to be because the vaccine's working. Well, here's an interesting thing. You'll notice in the deaths in pretty much everywhere else are down in the single digits, like non-existent. That's why it's insulting. They're screaming. Oh, like I just saw a notification on my phone. Queensland in Australia, 10 new cases. 10 cases? That's worthy of a breaking news alert. You see how ridiculous this has gotten? Cases don't even, in this case right now, that's zero. Australia is basically zeroed out. No deaths. The point, though, is to make that, interestingly enough, Israel seems higher than most everywhere else. That likely why? Because they are one of the most vaccinated. Now, we're seeing that the Delta variant, as we just pointed out before, and as we've already shown in other research, is not even remotely as dangerous as the other things that they were telling us we were dealing with. So what this does show you, in my opinion, as I said before, is that it's just less dangerous, the best word to use. So the vaccinated people, the injected people are catching this. The people with natural immunity, which is most people, as we can see based on the data they've given us, are fighting off even the new variants. That's coming from Israeli data. That's coming from even a U.S. study. Even the new variants, understand. And then people who took it are getting it and getting worse, right? So because it's less dangerous, they're getting that the vaccine's making it that much worse, but it's not enough to, I mean, even people are dying. People are in hospitalizations, right? The majority, and look, that's the point to make with this article and specifically, guys, this isn't just cases. This is a hospital director saying over 90% of our patients, meaning they've been hospitalized. Over 90% of their hospitalizations. How does that align with the argument that it's only, well, no, they're just getting the cases, but they're not getting hurt? Obviously not. Now, here's an important point, and this is something that everywhere else in the mainstream, they've been falling all over themselves, trying to debunk and fake news this all over the place. Nothing to debunk here, guys. It's just like with Israel. The data in Iceland is pretty damn clear. And all they can do is try to equivocate and step, you know, try to play games with this and be like, well, this is why this is illusion. It looks like it means it's not working, but here's why it's not what it means. Like, that's what everyone's doing. you make up your own mind. In Iceland, 96% of females and 90% of males 16 years or older have received at least one dose of the COVID injection. Its vaccination rate in Iceland is one of the highest in the world. Makes it a particularly interesting place to look at the incidence and severity of breakthrough infections. You know, again, remember, this is what they're calling this, but this could mean that they're catching it after getting the injection, which is what they're naming it breakthrough. It could mean that the injection is causing this illness that's being called, or, and that is COVID-19, whatever. It could mean the injection's causing something that they name COVID-19, which I argue would be the spike protein causing disease, as the Salk Institute pointed out. Or it could just be the injection having side effects, or really effects of the injection, that they also name COVID or breakthrough, whatever else. Any one of those things are totally valid based on the data that we've seen. All of them, despite them acting like that's the crazy fake news, just like everything else that's now shown to be the case. I've proven you these things with scientific peer-reviewed research. COVID-19 vaccines were first administered in Iceland at the end of 2020. Now, that's important for the variant discussion, because these things were, they began this at the end of 2020 into the beginning of 2021, just like Israel, which means they were way ahead of the Delta variant surge. So how then is this hurting them if they're one of the highest vaccinated groups? Based on their narrative, the Delta variant's only happening because of the unvaccinated. So if they were ahead of it, why then is the Delta variant hurting them if they were already getting, it doesn't add up. Doesn't make any sense. Now, if they really want to pretend that that means that until everyone in the world gets there, that the variants will still affect everyone else, we know that's where they're going with this. And that is not backed up by the data. Before COVID-19 clown world, the research was clearly arguing that the flu injections were causing the variants, causing them to mutate. The idea is pretty simple, and I've gone over it many times. In the U.S., it says where vaccination rates are lower, officials have described the virus's ongoing spread as a pandemic of the unvaccinated. But given the lopsided numbers of vaccinated versus unvaccinated people in Iceland, the island country is currently seeing more cases of COVID-19 among the vaccinated than the unvaccinated. Uh-oh, can't really hide that one. And of course, this is also an island, which I continue to find interesting. Malta, Iceland, these are microcosms, right? They're isolated areas where it's an island. So there's no outs. I mean, there's always some kind of caveat you could add, but really this is a very, now that we've got two different locations in the same scenario, two islands just like this, it's impossible to miss what this shows you. All they're doing is lying about what's happening here, stating an analysis of data that says this one thing that's actually based on limited information and not a full picture, which even the CDC said. That's why AP did it, and that's why they point back to that and say 99%. The places that have pretty unequivocal information where it's an island and it's all, you know, mostly vaccinated are showing you that's not true. Since the pandemic began, guess what? In Iceland, 30. Not deaths, 30 coronavirus-related deaths. Since the entire, so from the beginning of this entire situation, they've had 30 deaths. They are related. So that means it could be flu, it could be pneumonia, it could be anything. Somebody getting a stubbed toe, getting infected and being tested for the PCR and dying with COVID-19. The same, all of that adds up to coronavirus related death. 30. That's it. So you're telling me that you have 90% or, you know, the majority of your population injected with something that clearly is causing problems and they only had 30 deaths? This is the problem. And this is what's happening everywhere. You're arguing based on the propaganda of these main countries like Israel and the United States that everywhere else in the world should do this. But places like Australia or Iceland are not having deaths. Their only argument is, well, look over there. The deaths are coming. Because we have cases. Well, that's not actually true because we're not seeing that. But yet here we are forcing an injection that clearly has more risk than 30 deaths across a year and a half or more from the entire population of Iceland. Obviously, just their statistics show you that's a higher risk, but who cares? And here's the stat that I show on the picture today, guys. Look at the blue line. The blue line, the top blue line, is vaccinated, fully vaccinated. That's all the cases. The maroon line is the not vaccinated. And then beneath that is even more, just started vaccination. So ask yourself how it can be so much higher in the fully vaccinated if their narrative is true. Now it says that there are hardly any deaths accompanying the rising case count is a good sign, they say. Well, yes, and it shows you the Delta variant is not dangerous. Maybe more virulent if you want to take them at face value, but it's not more dangerous. The data show that vaccinated people who are getting the virus are generally recovering without serious illness. Now, that is not what the data shows. That's your assumption about what the data shows. That's a correlation, not causation. It could mean that. But you see how they play fast and loose with that game? I always tell you the honest truth about whether correlation is not, it's not causation. This could mean that, or it could mean what I'm saying. But you see, they'll lean into what works for them. And it says, Iceland provides a case study for how an effective vaccine rollout perhaps doesn't guarantee herd immunity, but perhaps prevents hospitalizations and deaths. No, it does not. You see, because they're taking Iceland, they're only taking one little area. What about 90% of hospitalizations being, or in this case, his hospitalizations of his director, the director of his hospital, being vaccinated? Well, that clearly doesn't seem to be limiting hospitalizations, does it? It's just, they're just stating what the narrative is, despite challenging it up here. It's pretty crazy. Now, this is going to make you laugh out loud. Here's Reuters fact check. Reuters, really doing a great job on this. Reuters fact check, COVID-19 cases in Iceland are not proof that vaccines are ineffective. Okay, so here's what the best part is. The main claim here is not saying that, right? The main claim that's actually getting a lot of traction is simply saying, look at this data. That's all it is. Social distancing, they misspelled this, but and masks are back in one of the most vaccinated nations in the world. That's it. All right? Yesterday, 82%. Okay. So they didn't say anything. They just stated the facts. This is the one that's getting all the attention based off of these articles, right? Okay. So I'm going to read through this and you're going to see something very clear. What they're debunking is what somebody took from this post and shared on Facebook. So Reuters' job today is apparently to debunk that guy on Facebook with 3 followers. Great job. Why does that guy who commented on the real post and what he says about it have more bearing on the truth than what the article is saying? What this guy who shared it, which got with the facts that got all the shares said? Because if they did that, they wouldn't be able to debunk it because it's obviously true. They debunked that the guy over here said what he thought about it, which is this proves that it doesn't work, which, by the way, is a fair point to make. But all they're doing is debunking some guy who commented on this post. Do you realize how stupid that is? Like, why aren't you debunking TLAF? Why aren't you debunking main shows with huge... I mean, this is ridiculous. You're debunking comments because that's all they can do. That's how they sidestep the facts. Rising COVID-19 cases in Iceland are not proof that vaccines are a failure, despite claims made online. Right. Now, the reality is you could argue that this shows you that they're not working. And why that's a invalid argument is beyond me. But that's not the point here. It says the screenshot is of a tweet published on June 25th, which reads, social distancing and masks are back in one of the most vaccinated nations on the world, Iceland. Yesterday, 82% of new cases were fully vaccinated. Yep, all of that is true. And they even admit that. Now, it says on July 24th, the day prior to the tweet, Iceland recorded 87 cases. Of the total number of positive cases, 71 were fully vaccinated. Exactly. So meanwhile, 14 were unvaccinated, 2 were partially vaccinated. The tweet is accompanied by a graph showing you exactly the truth. Then it says, Reuters found the case numbers and vaccination rates on the graph to be comparable with Reuters figures. Don't you love that? So they can't even be like, that was true. They have to say it in a way that makes it sound like it's not. Like, did they say that was true? They find it comparable, but it's like, I mean, almost like hear that. Like they're, it's just like they're going out of their way to try to build. Well, it just makes me laugh. Comparable, that's them saying he was right, the data is correct. Then it says, it is also true to say that Iceland has reinstated their mask mandates. Okay, so everything this person said that they're debunking was correct. They just admitted that. Okay, going forward, it says, one person who shared the screenshot on Facebook, okay, so one guy who shared this tweet on Facebook says, it's almost as if the vaccine is making it worse, not better. Now, why would they be pushing the vaccine so hard knowing this? Yeah, and you know what? The data does seem to back that up, but that's his opinion. Reuters previously addressed the claim that vaccines cause variants right here. Oh, don't worry. We're going to look at that next and show you how stupid that one is. But here's what it says. However, although the statistics are accurate, the rates are not proof that the vaccines are ineffective at countering symptomatic disease. And in a country with high vaccine uptake, a higher positive case rate amongst those vaccinated versus unvaccinated is expected. Okay, so you see my point. They just debunked what this one person who shared the screenshot said about it. That's what they're being paid for. That's what Reuters, one of the main disseminators of information to the mainstream media, is debunking what one guy shared about a screenshot on Facebook. Yes, That's exactly what just happened, because you see they're debunking the claim that it doesn't prove the vaccines are ineffective. But that's not what this person said. That's not what this article's saying. They're simply saying, look, we can see that this does not add up with what they're claiming. More cases in the vaccinated. End of story. All they want is for the people out there who don't want to believe this to go, see, I knew it, fake news, and say, this is now a fake news story because Reuters said so. No, they didn't. What they said was, they didn't, that's not proof the vaccines are ineffective. Fine. Doesn't, if it's not proof, that doesn't mean it's also can't be proof. They're just absurdly sidestepping the reality. And by the way, I do believe this is evidence, that this is obvious evidence that these are not working the way they say they do. Obviously. I mean, that's ridiculous. They would even try to make that their side point. But that's the main point to make here, is that they're debunking some guy's comment about what they said. This is how they fact check things today. It's insulting to our intelligence. I mean, they're treating us like we're 6 years old. Now get this. This is even worse. Here's their fact check on the Delta variant. Fact check. Delta variant did not come from the COVID-19 vaccine. Ah, right in the title, you can see where they're using, how they're using this. Now, is anybody claiming that the vaccine spit out a variant? That's just stupid. What we're clearly arguing, which by the way, they know, is that the injections are what are the injections are creating the circumstances by which SARS-CoV-2 then mutates. That's what we're saying. And that's what the science says before this. But here's what they say. COVID-19 variants do not derive from the vaccine. The vaccine cannot replicate the virus. That's stupid. I mean, look, they're saying post-sharing the belief the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 comes from the vaccines. That's not even what these people are saying. I mean, this is ridiculous. Like, they are knowingly misinterpreting what the argument is, which is, I mean, I'll leave this for you to look at. Doctors investigate these. They're basically saying, create the problem and sell the solution. So that's not even actually saying what they're assuming what they're saying. But in no way is that suggesting it's not that the vaccine is replicating the virus. And here it is again, just to make sure you're clear on what their verdict is. False. COVID-19 variants do not come from the vaccine. Variants come from mutations of the COVID-19 virus. Yeah, exactly. And you know what causes that to happen? The injections. The circumstances created by the injections create the this is the point. Nice. Oh, wait, no. Here we go. I thought I had that still. This is the one that, you know, Joe Rogan just talked about. We've been talking about for months. Imperfect vaccination can enhance the transmission of highly virulent pathogens. Vaccines that keep hosts alive but still allow transmission could thus allow very virulent strains to circulate in a population. Right? It's almost like they're not trusting the science. Isn't that weird? Even though trusting the science is an ignorant thing to say. Trusting the scientific method. You know, this is peer-reviewed science from 2015. Peer-reviewed. Right? That's clearly telling you the opposite of what they're trying to sell you. Shocking, I know. But that's why they sidestep the point. And of course, then they're going to circle back and be like, we didn't say that it couldn't. We're claiming that the shot itself does not create variants. Nobody is making that stupid argument. But people who don't understand that sidestep, people that are on the side of the narrative and blindly trusting the government, will point to this and say, fake news. See, it's not variants are being caused by you, not the... And that's what happens. Because people are too ignorant, willfully so, to look at the information. Now, here is what Reuters, on top of all of that, I set myself up improperly there. And this is what Reuters should have told you and never will. Thanks to the defender, you're finding out. By the way, we actually talked about this not recently based on somebody's tweet showing you the same thing, showing you that Reuters has obvious ties to Pfizer. Conflict of interest. Reuters fact checks COVID-related social media posts, but fails to disclose their ties to Pfizer and the World Economic Forum. Reuters is now in the business of fact checking Facebook and Twitter posts about COVID vaccines, despite having ties to the very people a part of the Trusted News Initiative. How absurd. So they have a vested interest in debunking things that challenge their money train. Awesome. That's called a conflict of interest. They are not caring about that, are they? The Trusted News Initiative is just overrun with the very people who have a profit motive out, or at very least an agenda motive around everything that we're doing right now. It's alarming. But that doesn't matter. You don't see that listed anywhere down here, even though they're literally debunking things about the vaccine that's being produced by the person paying them. Yeah, that's not stupid at all. Going forward, shout out to Chris Guy for pointing this out. Thank you, Chris Guy, for pointing out this conversation that they're all trying to pretend isn't there. And finally, on this note, U.S. moved Israel, one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, into its highest travel advisory. They put them to 3, now they put them to 4. Right, the highest travel advisory for the group that had one of the highest vaccination rates in the world way before this ever became a problem. Totally lines up. Only if you realize that the injection is clearly either not working or causing the problem itself. It's impossible to miss. Excuse me. Now, going over to the German, the German law that's very alarming about the self-spreading injections that are very much a part of this discussion. Now, I should have grabbed, actually. I'll include a link to the previous discussions of the self-spreading vaccine so people can know that this is not some ridiculous fake news story. Very important to understand that this goes back a long way. This has been talked about, and yes, it did start with animals, so we're told, animal to animal, to stop the zoonotic transfer and so on. But the reality is that this has been openly discussed for years now in regard to humans, into human transmission. And what, if you don't remember what this means, and I'll show you in this law, which should scare you, is it, I don't know why this is taking so long to load, hope we're still streaming well, is that it means that you will take an injection or somebody will take an injection and then that will spread to people after you, whether they know it or not. Here we go. Maybe I'll just include this in general, just this link, self-spreading vaccines. Yeah, these are all the links right here for you. Now, here's what the law. Now, this is about the Protection Against Infection Act. Now, I just want to show you a couple quick things as this goes back to 2020 from when this was, I believe, first initiated, December 2020. Real quick, down to the very bottom, just to show you, man, I don't know why this is loading so fast. I guess I'll just scroll. To show you where it appears, this right here was in public on March 24th, 2021. So there's been amendments made to this. Okay, the point, this looks like this was the, maybe July 2020 was the day this was first initiated. But so the point being is that on Article 21 or Section 21 is what we're going to talk about today. And thank you. I wanted to give a shout out to the person who showed this to me. Apologies for that person. I had it up. I don't know where I must have actually closed it. Always try to give a shout out to people that send this stuff to us. Okay, now Section 21 is the main point. Under vaccines. Now, this in general is about. Here, let me just do this. I don't want to scroll that again. This was an act that was in general was about protecting you or protecting the population because of infections, right? We've been seeing this stuff rising up just like in the US for a long time now, weirdly correlated with the rise in what they tell us is the danger, despite looking back and seeing that they weren't actually dangerous, like H1N1 and H5N1, all the ones, the pandemics of fear, as the WHO called them themselves, the BMJ, HHS called them themselves, pandemics of fear that weren't real, they hyped up. And even the WHO told you it was because of over-reliance on disease experts, which we're doing again today. But this has been amended and new things have been added. Now realize this is about today. It's about COVID-19. Whether or not this was discussed, and even more to that this is discussed before that. But here's what it says. In the case of a vaccination stipulated by law, no one required under the provisions of this act, right? So that's what we're getting today, right? A point where you're being told you must do this by law. A vaccination recommended to the general public by the Supreme Health Authority, which is also where we are right now. It says vaccines containing microorganisms which can be excreted by the vaccinated person and uptake and taken up by others may be employed. Obviously, this will be a clip. This will be something we should definitely get out there for people to see. The basic constitutional right to physical integrity shall be limited in this respect. Do you hear that? Right. So they're writing into the law. The basic constitutional right to physical integrity shall be limited in this respect. And just so we're clear, this was translated by the Robert Koch Institute. So, excuse me. So this is the actual document. So you can see it for yourself right here. I translated it to English. Section 21, vaccines. Here's the actual section, also translated into English. Law for the Prevention and Control of Infectious Diseases in Humans. And here's the exact part we just read. In the case of protective vaccines ordered and on, it says right here, vaccines may be used that contain microorganisms that can be excreted by the vaccinated and ingested by other people. This is literally talking about self-spreading vaccines, that it spreads to you, you can take it or you can ingest it, and then you will be quote unquote vaccinated and then spread to somebody else. Do you realize this is, if this being even in the law means that it could have already happened and they wouldn't need to tell you that. And the reality is that that means that this was a law that was decided for possibly the world. Are we going to pretend like this self-spreading vaccine recognizes boundaries and borders? That's crazy. And again, this is something that's fake news. Talk about self-spreading vaccines on Twitter and see what happens, even though it's literally written into this law. Now, here is the website itself translated, Federal Ministry of Justice and Consumer Protection. Just so you understand, we can see this stuff. And I want people to look into this for themselves. Understand, here's the vaccination card discussion, right? The vaccinating physician shall enter the vaccination immediately into a vaccination card pursuant to the paragraph 2. All right, this obviously turns into a certificate of vaccination for you to carry. Right? This is where we are today. This is going to be electronic. This is the idea. None of this is secret, guys. This has been planned and executed. Now, jumping over to Tennessee, this is the post from Tennessee Stands, a local group in Tennessee, and specifically in Nashville, I believe, or maybe just Tennessee in general. But this is a post they just put up to talk about this executive order. State of Tennessee executive order by the governor. Now, if you're in Tennessee and you didn't know about this, that should bother you, because executive order is not supposed to be something that they just quietly do without your knowledge, right? But that's what they always do, because this is how they circumvent the fact that we pretend we're still in a representative government is cute. It's really ridiculous that we pretend without, but despite all the evidence in front of us, these people are actually waiting for us to vote to decide what they're going to do, or that we can vote one time and somehow everything they then do is the embodiment of our constituency. They don't, what are they tapping in and doing polls every 30 seconds? They don't know what we want. They care about what their lobbyists want. The bottom line, though, is this is how, even if that was the case, that we really did have a representative government, that this is how they circumvent that. They don't need to ask your opinion. They don't need to vote. They just sign a piece of paper and say, this is what you now have to do. That is a dictatorship. Well, Trump, Obama, they all did it. Bush, they all did it. And they all pointed back and made fun of the one before them. Oh, they're dictators. And now we do it even more. But Obama did it more. Trump did it more. They keep going. That's because we're ruling by dictate today, because we're not in any kind of representative government. But here's what this is about. Now, I'm going to do a deeper dive on this, I think, going forward. But Tennessee Stands has a good overview here, and I'll point them out on the actual page. Now, it says Governor Bill Lee quietly issued an executive order yesterday, on the 6th, actually, with little fanfare. Here are a few things that the executive order are important for you to know. Number 5, behavioral health, inpatient, psychiatric, residential, and crisis care staffing flexibility is permitted pursuant to an approved plan to relieve the capacity strain on certain staffing functions. Now, this is actually really crazy to me. What this is talking about is basically allowing people that don't have the proper credentials to work, because we're so overrun and we're in such dire need that we're going to bring up people who are being indoctrinated right now with what we want them to think, and let them run this thing. Let them work. Let them administer injections. Let them do all the things we're talking about in order to relieve the capacity strain on bedside care. Says additional temporary regulatory flexibility measures are necessary, right? So certain regulations will be ignored in regard to psychiatric, residential, crisis care staffing to cope with the emergency. To this end, says these provisions and related rules are hereby suspended. Now, I'm going to do a deeper dive, I think, or maybe someone can help me do the research on this. And, you know, let's find out what exactly Title 33, 63, 68 are. What are they suspending? And what does that remove from you, right? This is the crazy part of this. And this is all because we're in so much danger. Okay, so we're going to remove these things? I guarantee this comes along with a certain things we'd want to know about. And it says, to the extent necessary to authorize professionals licensed under 63 or 68, Chapter 140, to perform tasks outside their licensed scope of practice or restricted under other titles are performed in an inpatient. They're basically allowing these people to do things they wouldn't otherwise be able to do. And this goes back to my point from the beginning of this whole thing. This is saying for your safety, we're going to do things that are less safe. How in the world have we allowed this whole time? But because you're in so much danger, we're going to rush the safety trials. Because you're in so much danger, we're going to give you an injection that's clearly not safe. We're in so much danger, we're going to make you wear a mask that makes you less safe. Like, it's crazy. We're going to let people do things that are outside their scope because you're in danger. it's literally counterintuitive. Number seven, healthcare student staffing flexibility is promoted. It's basically the same point in healthcare student staffing. Number seven, same thing. In order to relieve the capacity and strain of bedside care and shortages, and on, temporary regulatory flexibility measures necessary to cope with the emergency. To this end, these same chapters and titles will be suspended to authorize students actively enrolled in graduate school, right? So people right now who are some of the most indoctrinated based on their schooling, based, you know, to just follow direction and not question the narrative, not be a nurse that's going to ask what questions because you'll be fired, but the ones that will just nod their head and do what they're told and inject them, even if it doesn't look right, jam that ventilator down their throats, even though 90% of them are dying, or who cares, right? That's what they want. Mindless following. Number eight. These next ones are really important. Discretion to utilize the National Guard and State Guard members in connection with certain healthcare and emergency service operations. So the military, right? This is what we're talking about. This is what we told. This is the National Guard we're talking about, State Guard. But the idea of posse comitatus is just, it doesn't even apply anymore. They just get to say, well, danger, well, this or that, or whatever. We saw it with the border. We saw it with everything else. This is martial law, soft martial law from a lot of different angles. We already have production martial law. We already have the national emergency, right? They're just quietly goose-stepping into this reality. Oh, well, it's a for your safety, like everything else. And of course, it's about authorized diagnostic testing for COVID-19 healthcare settings. Yeah, this is the militarized scenario. That's your life under the fact that you're in danger, even though you're really not, based on the Oxford calculator and everything else we'll look at next. 14, telephone assessments for involuntary commitment cases are permitted. Right. So now, according to this executive order, which didn't have any kind of vote or any, you know, actual engagement from the very people of Tennessee that I guarantee would not be okay with this, they're telling them that they can have telephone assessments to find out if they're going to commit you involuntarily. As it says, a person with mental illness or serious emotional disturbance based on a telephone assessment. So do you realize they've already claimed that people that are conspiracy theories are mentally ill? They've been doing this for years. So all they have to do is call you and get the right answers out of you that they deem dangerous, and suddenly you're emotionally distressed. Just like they told that nurse she was distressed, even though all she was doing was disagreeing. See how that works? Then suddenly, mandatory pre-screening, and you can get, if they decide, involuntary commitment. That's not a free country, guys. Number 16, medical laboratory directions can monitor facilities remotely. Now, what's happening here is interesting. This is provisions of Tennessee Comp R and regs are hereby suspended to the extent necessary to suspend the requirement that medical laboratory director make certain periodic in-person on-site visits to the facilities the director oversees, so long as the director utilizes other technological means. So now you're going to have areas that are working with things that are going to have far, far less oversight because your safety, right? We're going to not look into stuff as much for your safety. Totally, like, makes sense, right? Why would we want to check for safety for your safety? Because it doesn't make sense, right? We're not going to check for safety for your safety because that makes sense. COVID clown world. 18, temporary quarantine and isolation facilities may be constructed. Just what it sounds like. They can just throw up quarantine areas in your front yard, just like we saw in Australia, because that's allowed now in Tennessee. 19, inspection of mental health and substance abuse facilities and services are suspended. 20, healthcare licensing inspections and investigations are suspended. Increases resources available to fight COVID-19 and protect public health. Inspections of healthcare facilities are suspended. Okay, so we have mental health, healthcare licensing, inspections, and inspections of healthcare facilities. So guess what that means? How about places like, we're saying healthcare facilities, so hospitals, but how about we kind of contort this into places like, I don't know, NIH kind of stuff, Fort Detrick kind of stuff. Now we're not investigating these kind of health facilities. Now, maybe that's not what they mean, but these things are always bastardized and bent into whatever else they want them to mean, just like Patriot Act and everything else. Bottom line is, We're not, so now they're allowed to not inspect health facilities, So how about they're going to, if let's just say there was an very obvious level of dishonest manipulation taking place, you know, God forbid that would be happening in the world. Now there's less accountability to those people that are actively manipulating the situation for your safety, of course. Staggering. Thank you, Tennessee Stands, for breaking this down. Tennessee Stands was also at the next part we're going to talk about. Now, guys, this is alarming. But there's a lot of this stuff out there right now. You can find stuff about these involuntary, you know, there's stuff like this in California. There's stuff like this all over the place. We've talked about it. And I'm not saying that means it's less alarming. It's just as alarming. But recognize that this is them laying the groundwork. So I argue we'll still wait for enough momentum. So as long as we're fighting back, I don't see this happening. But the fact that it's even there is crazy. It shows you that we don't live in the world we think we do. But the reality is that this is, they're still pushing this forward. So we need to keep fighting back. So don't worry for my safety just yet. You know, this is in the works. You know, if you're going to worry for my safety, worry for everybody's because it's happening everywhere. But in Tennessee specifically, I was actually just at this meeting, was there with the Breakfast Club, and there was also I'm blanking on the name now. It's Moms Against Something. Anyway, I apologize for forgetting the name, but great groups out there all standing up for you, for everybody, for children, for fighting for the reality. Now, what's interesting here is this was a school board meeting about not just mask mandates, but that's obviously what it was only about. And it was, you know, but they only allowed 30 people to speak, but it was very clear that, I don't know, 70% of the room were adamantly about not mandating masks, or at the very least, not giving parents a choice. And yet they went the way that we expected it to anyway, because this was a dog and pony show. They didn't care what people said. But the point was the same group, a big grouping of people were there hours and hours and hours before. It was almost 30 people, and they all spoke, and they were all about pro-mask, and they were most of the same group. And one of the people who spoke pointed out that half of them weren't even wearing masks until they came in and sat down, while they were standing in line next to a lot of other people right next to each other, right? It's even then, it's just about virtue signaling and showing people, and it's about the argument. This is political. But what's frustrating is that nobody in this group was actually citing the actual facts that we're going to talk about next. The reality about the actual risk to children, that is 0.002%, even when you take in all the numbers, including the over 70s and average it out across all of the information. We'll go through this in a second again. All they did was cite cases and fear and danger and my son is dead. They're scared. And it's nothing about facts. CDC recommendation, facts. We're staring at the facts. Children are not at risk. They're not at risk of spreading this. And the masks, based on the scientific research, increase their risk. Yet here we are. Now, funny enough, you'll actually see this is me right here. Right there. A headshot right there. I was sitting next to, these are people from Breakfast Club, one of these groups that were there. I was there to speak, in fact. I had all sorts of stuff lined up. But this is my point, is that this was not about the, if you think that 30 people was enough to represent the community, then you're obviously not trying to represent the community. Bottom line is they ended up voting and requiring masks for elementary schools, for children, despite this. Now, here's the reality. Now, let me do this one more time in real time. This is Oxford University calculator. Okay, we're going to do just the lowest you can go is 19 years old. We're going to go 19 years old. Male. Other white background. Average information. And then no comorbidities. I did this just the other day. Now, Spiro did this as well and pointed out that the reality is this is, you have a higher risk of getting hit, but dying on a toilet, 1 in 10,000, or dying by a toilet or whatever the stat was. And that was a 50-year-old. This is a 19-year-old. Oops, missed one. All those were no, just so you say it again. No, 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 no. Calculate. I want you to take note of what this actually says. I mean, it's almost comical because it's such a cliched statement. 1 in 1,000,000. That says 1 in 1,000,000. So a 19-year-old with no comorbidities has a 1 in 1,000,000 chance of dying from COVID. A 1 in 1,000,000. We use that as a joke. Like, well, you got a 1 in a million chance. Like, that means like impossible, right? Well, here we are. 0.0001%. That's a 19-year-old. Imagine what it gets down to when you're talking about 6, 7, 8-year-olds. Also zero, right? This is what a statistically insignificant number looks like. That translates into zero. Okay? Zero. 1 in a million chance. And yet Tennessee, or rather Williamson County, just forced those children to wear a mask. Now, of course, they don't think there's any negative effects because they don't look at the data. They just trust what CDC tells them. So while they're ignoring this data, which the CDC also doesn't tell them, they're also ignoring the risks of the mask. But first, the point is that the children are not at risk at all. So why then give them something to mediate their risk? Because they believe they're at risk because of the children, which means they're cowards. These are the people that are supposed to be protecting children. What they're doing is putting something on their faces because they're afraid the children put them at risk, because they're cowards. Cowards that are afraid to stand up for the most vulnerable among us. Okay. Now here's the other part. Now I had all this with me. I wish I would have been able to speak. There were some people that spoke pretty well, but we have to stick to what we could prove. Emotional pleas is what I meant. Not a ploy at all. An emotional plea. It's effective for reaching the people who agree with you, but people who don't agree with you don't care that you're emotionally upset, right? We have to stick to the facts. That doesn't mean that I don't appreciate, there was a lot of really powerful speeches, or maybe 4 or 5 of them, because there weren't enough people that were allowed to speak, but like a mom who spoke passionately about the fact that her daughter was suffering, that matters, but they don't care about that. How disgusting is that? The people that are out there pretending to keep, you know, to protect your children don't care that your child is suffering. All they care about is the virtue signaling that the CDC tells them to do. But this is a meta-analysis, peer-reviewed research from December 2020 of 113 studies of the infection fatality rate of COVID-19. This is the study. You're not going to find another one out there combining more of all the valid studies. That's all of the ones that are being cited all over the place. And they combine it all. They do a meta-analysis and they give you the information. It says infection fatality rate is very low for children and younger adults. 0.002% at age 10. 0.01 at age 25. 0.01. You realize that's dramatically less than the flu, even for 25. And this is including people over 7. That's the median. That's the average across all of this. The infection fatality rate or the average. So even when you're including people over 70 with comorbidities and all the issues they had, it's 0.002%. 1 in a million when you just look at a 19-year-old. Even crazier when you go down to 10. So how are they pretending they're at risk? They don't care about the facts. That's what people needed to see. Now, how about one more point? How about the fact that the 7-day average of deaths in the entirety of Williamson County is zero? How about that? How about there's only 106 cases on the 7-day average? Zero deaths. How about there's only 222 deaths, all said and done, in the entirety of Williamson County from the beginning of this so-called pandemic? 222. That's it. Deaths have bottomed out as the cases go up. Okay. Here's something else. As of today, it looks like, oh, there's two more, apparently. Two more. As of August 11th, that's August 10th. Okay. Now, 224, all said and done, right? They have had four deaths, all since July 28th. Four. How do you pretend that this is a problem? Keep going back. I mean, it gets even worse when you keep going back. Right? Look, from June 2000, it's 218. This is not happening. If there are not the deaths to back up the point, then this is not happening. Now, on top of that, as you know what I'm going to cite next, the reality is they're not at risk. That's obvious. 1 in a million chance. Right? 1 in a million. Deaths aren't happening. So they're going to go, but just in case though, right? But that's the point. This adds risk to their lives as the only random controlled trial of cloth masks, which is what the vast majority of children are wearing, from the British Medical Journal in 2015, found very clearly that moisture retention and reuse of cloth masks and the poor filtration that they have can increase your risk of infection. This is the only random controlled trial of cloth masks, and it cautions against their use. Right? Very clear. It says research is needed for widespread use. As a precautionary measure, cloth masks should not be recommended. And on top of that, it shows penetration of these masks was almost 97%. That's droplets, guys. Okay, so if you increase their risk of infection, which, by the way, is obvious when you include all the other information, how about the information that I always include in regard to hypercapnia, hypoxia, any of the other things that we continue to talk about, or the fact that they cause oral periodontal disease, oral thrush, bacterial pneumonia. All of these things have been very clearly vindicated and proven based on scientific research. I've shown it to you on the show. Just because people say it's fake news doesn't mean it is fake news. Look at the scientific research. The people screaming, trust the science, are not even looking at this peer-reviewed science that proves what we're saying. Now, here's the article. Here's the article of the show today. I just wanted to point this out. Oh, that's too bad. I got to correct that image. You can't see what it says up top. I guess that works for you. But I want to show this because I will, as always, will always come back and post the links after I'm done. But I always include all these links from below. And I keep saying this. I need to update this. There's so many more things I should add to this. I'm just busy. But this one's important. Five NIH National Library of Medicine studies from 2004 to 2020. All of them finding verifiable health effects from wearing a face mask, including scientifically verified reduction in blood oxygen level. Read them for yourself, guys. And I found more of them since then, talking about hypoxia, hypercapnia, one being a low oxygen in your blood, one being high carbon dioxide in your blood, right? One kind of causes the other. And this is what we're seeing and what we saw up until now. It's a no-brainer to realize these things can cause issues. So if they're at zero risk, one in a million, and we're giving them risk, these people are the problem. These people are the ones who either are sinister and doing this for some other reason, or are so high on their own self-interest or the fact that they're on their own image, right? That they're in charge, just like this lady was acting like when we were there, giving us timeouts and shushing people. They treat you like you're a child. They're high on their own power and they're not doing their own due diligence. These people believe their due diligence is listening to what the CDC says, just like the White House said. I'm not kidding when I tell you that people actually believe that research is watching the news, that trusting the CDC is doing your research. How stupid is that? I mean, we are so far past the point. These are probably some of the most unintelligent, uninformed people in this discussion, and they are deciding what your children should do. It's very sad. Most of them are hyped up on their own opinion, too, their own political belief, and it's very apparent. Now, back to this. Oh, I think I already made the points on it in general. But the point I wanted to make out going forward is how this developed after the fact, where all of a sudden, there was one of the comments at the bottom. That's what it was. So there's these comments at the bottom, and this one says, I was told by deputies to stay inside for my own safety because I was wearing a mask. I was going out and get cell phone video while Jimmy was inside with the news cam. I covered stories where I feared for my safety, but a school board meeting on mask mandates was a first. Right. Okay. I was there. The absurd that everybody was intermittent and mixed up in the line. People were talking. I actually had a really great conversation with a dad that was masked up and was fighting for the masks. I pulled him aside, laughed away from everybody else. And I said, hey, mind if we talk for a minute? I'd love to know, like, genuinely. And you know what? He differed in his opinions, but he took my research papers and he looked at them and he goes, you know, I'll take a look. And I engaged with him and said, you know, if these things are correct, would that change your opinion? He goes, yeah, it might, you know, but I don't know what these are. I have to look at them. So it just goes to show you that there's a lot of people out there that just don't have access to the information because they don't even know where to go. The media is what they're looking to, right? They think that's all they have. They don't even know how to find these shows because if they just go and search for this stuff, we don't pop up because it's being controlled. Google's open about that. They're down throttling and removing and side, you know, and downgrading everything they think is misinformation, despite the fact that what I'm showing him is peer-reviewed research, right? So the point is, there was people chanting and having their say, but there was no fights or anything happening. The point is, while we were in there, there was a huge grouping of people that weren't even allowed in, and they were out there chanting and so on. And so here's what he's talking about. This is the whole dangerous thing. And trust me, guys, this is everywhere. There's like news articles, even in Fox, going, oh my God, how a mask mandate vote turned dangerous. like this wasn't completely controlled. I know exactly who this guy is. He was standing right next to me and there was nothing that was happening. Now, here's what happens when he walked out. So everything inside I saw, that was him standing there quietly, not even writing things down. I wonder if he was even there to actually report. I wonder if his job was there just to come out and say, I was harassed. So the story is you. That's not journalism, right? When the story is you, it's not journalism, okay? So I shouldn't say that. I mean, just the point is, people who always make themselves the story, there's probably plenty out there you're thinking of right now, that's a problem. But here's what happened. That guy right there. I was standing right next to him. Right, and that guy walking out with him, right there. They were all here from the same group, even though they tried to sit in different places. The whole time you saw, it was very coordinated. And then that could just be because they're coordinated. They believe in what they're going to do and they want to fight against it. But it was very dishonest. There was a lot of weird things that happened. Like there was things that people sent back in the line saying that, oh, they already voted. It's over. I wonder where that came from. Right. People started to leave and we were like, well, I ran up and checked. And I was like, wait. Somebody's lying because that didn't happen. You think a person that was fighting for the against the mask mandate told everybody that? Come on, right? There's active dishonest measures being taken. Okay, so no more masks. Take the mask off. Wow, that's dangerous, right? Right. How about we first realize that these are people that are actively overriding what these parents want for their children? Yeah, how dare they be upset about that, right? But they're saying no more masks, right? And they turn this into, we know who you are, we're going to find... Now, how about the fact that we know who you are is not even necessarily... How about these are reporters, doctors, right? You're damn right we know who you are, and we're going to make sure we boycott your business. This is what people said inside. We said, you know what? And we're coming after you, nonviolently. That's exactly what somebody said. And that's also being parroted elsewhere as somebody being threatened. Right? We are talking politics here, guys. These people out there are motivated politically, and they're trying to make that out to be something violent because this is like, you know, what's crazy is they want this to be like a Trump January 6th kind of a thing. Right? But that's not the whole crowd out there is two-party illusion aware. Right? It's all over the map. Anyway, so the point is, oh, wait, I thought I had another article. Oh, well. Well, the reality is, guys, this is being reported all over the place, following one man to his car and shouting, we will find you, right? It's just hype. It's ridiculous. How about the fact that you report that 70%+ of the entire crowd outside was all about not having mask mandates. 70% of the room was obviously in about choice. And yet somehow it went the other way. Like, did you even care what people had to say? Obviously not. It's a dog and pony show. Always is. Now, if you actually care about the facts, this is one of the usual best ones I point out. It just Swiss Policy Research, you know, is one of the most reputable locations, even though they're not longer being pointed to because they're actually been telling you the truth during this whole thing. But they updated it this August, since August in the beginning, and they have all the information from the people that they tell you to listen to that go along with what we are saying. The CDC meta-analysis that tell you that it doesn't protect your source control or for the protective equipment. Analysis of 14 random controlled trials in the middle of this whole thing in May 2020, but we don't care about that. A Danish random controlled trial that found exactly what we're talking about. European CDC found the same thing. Oxford Center for Disease-Based Medicine found the same thing. Cochrane Review found the same thing. New England Journal of Medicine, British Medical Journal. Yeah, all those fake news places, right? They all found exactly what we're talking about. And here's the mask mandates that show you how things increased after they were put in place. I mean, we'll go on and on, right? One of the things I want you to recognize is the discussion of, I mean, this gets into the size and the particle discussion, aerosolized particulates, which again have been proven to be the case, even though I've been telling you from the very beginning, is the discussion of the risks associated with face masks. The WHO itself warns of side effects, such as difficulty breathing. So how in the world can the WHO tell you that you're going to have difficulty breathing and we're not going to pretend like that could lead to hypoxia? Don't challenge WHO unless it's not what we like to hear. German psychological study, Hamburg environmental studies, University of Munster. I mean, on and on. And it goes into all the same information. People dying, CO2 intoxication. It's all there for you. And these people just don't care. And that just makes you sad that they either don't care or they're just that ignorant. But they are the problem, guys. These people are the problem because they're deciding what you are not allowed to do to your child, with your child. What they don't have that right. They don't have the right to hand down mandates. Now, there's another interesting point that somebody pointed out discussing the Sunshine Law. Now, this is somebody who is pointing out the fact that they're not allowed to get together outside of this session and discuss what they're going to do. Now, apparently, seven of them independently called this simultaneously, right? Showing you that they're clearly coordinating on what they're going to do. They're violating the law. They don't care because they see themselves as above the law. That's where we are today. And then to finish, Biden official says new study is a wake-up call after Pfizer's efficacy plummets to 42% and you're going to force it on people even though it doesn't work according to your own statistics? Exactly. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, are they the ones telling you Delta variant's 90%, even though there's no way they could actually know that because the data shows you, as we've shown you before, that they don't know that. Even Fox is pointing this out, telling you what that the reality is. It says right here, right now, we're assuming any new case is the Delta, given the high probability. This is from Chin Hong, who is, where was he? Right here. An infectious disease specialist at the University of California in San Francisco. For all those that immediately said, oh, that's China, fake news, or dumb, because it wasn't. And it's somebody from University of California, San Francisco. And he is clearly telling you that the truth, which is what we've already shown you in a past show. They're estimating that it's 83%, but they're basing this off of a guess. They're assuming based on the fact that it's because of high probability. The variant type also doesn't determine what type of they're guessing. The New York Times says the same thing. Standard test won't tell you if your infection was the Delta variant, but that's what they're using. And they're just using the estimates based on samples taken in every certain areas, right? Genomic sequencing to identify the levels. That's what they're doing. And they're guessing. These are estimates from people who have been caught lying to you with estimates over and over and over. And here is the White House telling you that all they do is trust the CDC. I won't play it again. Let me just move this over so I include those links. I wasn't planning on it. But so if we're 42% effective against the thing they're telling you is everywhere, how can they force that on everybody? They're not even trying to answer this question. This is a Biden official. All it is those benefits outweigh the risk. It's safe and effective. Just take it. Take it. Just take it. Give you ice cream and money and we'll coerce you and take your job away from you if you don't. But it's all safe and it's for your best interest. It's never been more clear what a bad way we're in right now. This government is dangerous. It's time for you to do something about it. All right? Speak up. Revolution. It is time to do something because this is not stopping until we stop it. Over and over and over. Keep beating this in. We're going to keep talking about this because the information's there. We won this information war as long as we can get people to see the information. It's all right there. I've never seen it this obvious and clumsy. And I believe that they're going to do something. I believe something's going to happen. Some big thing will move and suddenly they're going to go, oh my gosh. And they're going to try to jam it in real quick while people are confused about what's going on. That's what I see coming. Just my gut. But as always, we'll stick to the facts and we'll report them as we see them come in and leave it to you to come to your own conclusions. You know, like honest, intelligent people and not mindless followers of propaganda. Thank you for continuing to fight for us. Humanity, you know, the world. The reality of what we are trying to create and the reality of what they're trying to circumvent and take out from under us under a guise of what's best for you, right? 2030 and you own nothing and you've never been happier. Listen to them when they talk to you. Listen to them when they point at something, right? They're not just hypothetical. Maybe that's the way it's going to go. When they say this is your future, listen to them. Because they're telling you. This is the craziest part about this whole thing. It's not like there's this secret. If you're just listening, they're telling you what's going to happen. Build back better. Great reset. You know, they're using these things, you know, the lockdowns and how they tried to lie to you about how it improved everything until the reality came quickly sweeping in. Listen to them because they're telling you what they want to do. And it's quite nefarious. I love you guys. Thank you for being here. As always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.
Guilty as charged. Dr. Dan Stock, 5777 West 700 North McCordsville, Indiana. To address your comment, gee, it's hard to believe we're 18 months into this and still having a problem. And I would suggest the reason we still have a problem is because we're doing things that are not useful. And we're getting our sources of information from the Indiana State Board of Health and the CDC, who actually don't bother to read science before they do this. I'm actually a functional family medicine physician. That means I am specially trained in immunology and inflammation regulation. And everything being recommended by the CDC and the State Board of Health is actually contrary to all the rules of science. So things you should know about coronavirus and all other respiratory viruses, they are spread by aerosol particles, which are small enough to go through every mask. By the way, the literature that supports all of that is in a flash drive that we presented to you. It's been given to the Secretary. As a matter of fact, it quotes at least three studies sponsored by the NIH to that exact fact, even though the CDC and the NIH have chosen to ignore the very science that they paid to have done. That is why you keep struggling with this, is because you cannot make these viruses go away. The natural history of all respiratory viruses is that they circulate all year long, waiting for the immune system to get sick through the winter or become deranged, as has happened recently with these vaccines, and then they cause symptomatic disease. Because they cannot be filtered out, and they have animal reservoirs, and this is a very important point, no one can make this virus go away. The CDC has managed to convince everybody that we can handle this like we did smallpox, where we could make a virus go away. Smallpox had no animal reservoirs. The only thing it learned to infect was humans. That's why we were able to make that virus go away. That will not happen with this any more than it will with influenza, the common cold, respiratory syncytial virus, adenoviral respiratory syndromes, or anything else that has animal reservoirs. So the reason you can't do this is because you're trying to do something which has already been tried and can't be done. Equally important is that vaccination changes none of this, especially with this vaccine. And I would hope this board would start asking itself, before it considers taking the advice of the CDC, the NIH, and the State Board of Health, why we are doing things about this that we didn't do for the common cold, influenza, or respiratory syncytial virus. And then ask yourself, why is a vaccine that is supposedly so effective having a breakout in the middle of the summer when respiratory viral syndromes don't do that? And to help you understand that, you need to know the condition that is called antibody-mediated viral enhancement. That is a condition done when vaccines work wrong, as they did in every coronavirus study done in animals on coronaviruses after the SARS outbreak, and done in respiratory syncytial virus, where a vaccine used in a vulnerable individual done the wrong way, which cannot be done right for a respiratory virus which has a very low pathogenicity rate, causes the immune system to actually fight the virus wrong and let the virus become worse than it would with native infection. And that is why you are seeing an outbreak right now. In fact, in that flash drive you're going to have coming to you and in the emails with six extra, there will be a study showing that 75% of people who had COVID-19 positive symptom cases in Barnstable, Massachusetts outbreak were fully vaccinated. Therefore, there is no reason for treating any person vaccinated any differently than any person unvaccinated. You should also know that no vaccine, even the ones I support and would give to myself and my children, ever stops infection. In 2014, there was an outbreak of mumps in the National Hockey League. The only people who came down the symptoms were the people who were unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status. Boy, that sounds like a great argument for vaccines. But a question that you should ask yourself, knowing that half of the people who came down with symptomatic disease had no contact with an unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status individual, where did they get the disease? And the answer was from the vaccinated individuals. No vaccine prevents you from getting infection. You get infected, you shed pathogen. This is especially true of viral respiratory pathogens. You just don't get symptomatic from it. So you cannot stop spread. You cannot make these numbers that you've planned on get better by doing any of the things you're doing, because that is the nature of viral respiratory pathogens. And you can't prevent it with a vaccine because they don't do the very thing you're wanting them to do. And you will be chasing this the remainder of your life until you recognize that the Center for Disease Control and the Indiana State Board of Health are giving you very bad scientific guidance. And instead, read the articles that are going to come in the email and are on this flash drive, and listen to the people in this audience here tonight who actually have recognized the advice they are getting from the CDC and the NIH is counterfactual. And that's why you're still fighting this with this vaccine that supposedly was going to make all of this go away, but has suddenly managed to make an outbreak of COVID-19 develop in the middle of the summer when vitamin D levels are at their highest. By the way, the other thing that would be necessary, any vaccine restriction to be considered, is if there were no other treatment available. And I can tell you, having treated over 15 COVID-19 patients, that between active loading with vitamin D, ivermectin, and zinc, that there is not a single person who has come anywhere near the hospital. And we already have studies that show that if you achieve a 25 hydroxy vitamin D level greater than 55, your risk of COVID-19 death will drop down to 1/4 of the population average for the United States. and there are active treatment trials included on that flash drive that show the same is true. So if you were going to discriminate based upon vaccine, you should also discriminate based upon 25-hydroxyvitamin D level, zinc taste test response, and probably previous infection, since there are also studies on that flash drive that show that people who have recovered from COVID-19 infection actually get no benefit from vaccination at all, no reduction in symptoms, no reduction in hospitalization, and suffer 2 to 4 times the rate of side effects if they are subsequently vaccinated. Therefore, the policies that you are basing on are totally counterfactual. I don't blame this board for that, because I know you aren't scientists and you've thought it was reasonable to listen to the CDC, NIH, and the Indiana State Board of Health, but I would encourage that instead you listen to the people out here in this audience and read what's on that data drive. And if anybody here in this board has any questions about anything on that, I will happily come back and sit with you individually if you would like to explain the science behind this. And if you're worried about being sued by somebody because you don't follow the guidance of the CDC and the NIH, I will tell you, have a free pro bono expert testimony at your disposal. I will testify in defense of this board, turning down all these recommendations for free at any time in any court. Thank you.
Thank you.